documentary the other day, so I'm saying okay a little too much. We heard a bunch of, I'm gonna call it alternative rock. It's kind of the lighter side with a lot of acoustic guitar and some beautiful songs by some alternative rock bands, if you will. Starting out with the Handsome Family did that version of Far From Any Road. That's the theme song from the first season of True Detective, off their 11th LP. Jeez. After that was Paul Leary, the guitar player from Butthole Surfers, had a solo record he put out back in 1991 called The History of Dogs, released on Bandcamp. Paul was brilliant. I worked with him when he produced the Meat Puppets. When I worked with the Meat Puppets, their first album on London Records, he produced. After that was the Pernice Brothers, who did Who Will You Believe? That's from last year. It's on New West Records from an LP of the same name. After that was the Flaming Lips doing Brainville. That's off the 1995 release Clouds Taste Metallic. That was after their huge success with, their underground success with She Don't Use Jelly, and they got signed to Warner Brothers by my friend David Katznelson. And that was the first record that was produced by David Friedman, who did a lot of great work with them and a lot of other bands, and they all sound like David Friedman. The guy was incredible. He made everybody sound like him. Nice banjo on that one, by the way. After that was Pavement doing Range Life off the Crooked Rain album. Met Steve Malkmus recently. Met Peter Buck of R.E.M. last night. I keep meeting a lot of the people whose music I'm playing. That's a good thing. And then after that was Elliott Smith, formerly of Heat Miser. This is when he put out his major label debut called Either Or on DreamWorks, and a song called Rose Parade. I think that must be a reference to Portland. He was from Portland. And behind me is Drug Dealer doing Fools from the Raw Honey album. Also released on Bandcamp. We're finding a bunch of Bandcamp releases today, and some relatively more current things that we're playing. Another one coming up in the next set. Anyway, I'll just tell you what this is. Oh, we're at the halfway point. We're almost right on schedule, running just a little over. But, we're going to hear Big Star again. A bunch of Big Star today. That's kind of what I started out doing. And then a Brian Eno song, a new one. A Harry Nilsson song you may not know. A Pink Floyd song that you need to hear. A Birds song that I love, from the version of the Birds that gets underrated but I love the most. And then this weird mashup of David Bowie and Joy Division. And that's what we're going to hear for the next 20 minutes. So there you go. So don't go away. Stick around for the next hour if you can. And let's start it out with more Big Star. Give me a break. Why not? You can play them forever. Here we go.
Years ago, my heart was set to live. Oh, and I've been trying hard against unbelievable odds. Times like now to hold on. The guns they wait to be stuck by at my side is gone. And there ain't no going to turn me around. Tell you that they know the places where to send you, and it's easy.
about the weather vane, or settle on a moving train, and wonder where the train's been, or on a fence with bits of crap around its bottom, blown there by a wind beam, who searches for the moon. Was last seen looking at the tracks of the careless wind beam, moving to the tracks of the tireless freight train, and lighting up the sides of the weather vane, and the bits of rain, and the window pane, and the eyes of those who think they saw what happened. Yeah.
So here's what we heard. We started out with yet another song by Big Star. We did The Ballad of El Goodo, off their number one record back from 1972. You play that one at my funeral. Let me move on here too. Okay, and after Big Star, we heard Brian Eno do All I Remember. That's from the Eno documentary that came out last year. By the way, that Big Star song, El Goodo's got that great line, I've been trying against unbelievable odds. I know that feeling. Anyway, Brian Eno did All I Remember off the Eno documentary that came out last year. Harry Nilsson did the Moonbeam song. That's off of Nilsson Schmilsson. That's the 1971 LP produced by Richard Perry, the one that gave us Jump Into the Fire. After that was Pink Floyd doing What's the Deal, W-O-T apostrophe S, What's the Deal, off of Obscured by Clouds, 1972. That's David Gilmour and Roger Waters combining on that song. After that was The Byrds doing I Trust. That's off of Byrd Maniacs, Roger McGuinn song. I love that version of The Byrds, the version of The Byrds that did Untitled, and then followed it up with Byrd Maniacs and Farther Along, with Skip Batten and Gene Parsons. That's my absolute favorite period of The Byrds. I'm going to do a show of all that stuff. Lots of Skip Batten, lots of Gene Parsons. I'm working on that now, so look forward to that. After that, we heard this mashup of David Bowie and Joy Division, which they call Heroes and Atmosphere. That's Heroes by David Bowie and Atmosphere by Joy Division smashed together. Somebody clever did that. I found that online. And then behind me is David Gilmour's doing The Blue off the On an Island LP from 2006. Okay, we're going to keep on keeping on, as we always do. Lots more to hear. Kind of beautiful music today. Lots of acoustic guitar, lots of Big Star, lots of Pink Floyd, lots of Velvet Underground, a little bit of Kinks, a little bit of Byrds, all stuff that I love. And hopefully you're enjoying it half as much as I am. Okay, so in the next batch of tunes, there's one by Love and Spoonful you'll recognize, one by Karen Dalton, Norma Tanega, one by Yola Tango, a classic by the Classics Four, another song by Big Star, and one by Pure Prairie League. So here we go. We're rounding the bend, heading into the fourth quarter of our show here at Time Won't Let Me with your DJ Barrister on RadioValencia.fm, the transmission from the Mission, and everything is just groovy like an old-time movie. We're having a great time playing music, and I, you know, sometimes I get caught up in this stuff, and sometimes it just flows, and that's what's going on today. It's totally flowing. So here we go with a song you'll love from a movie that you may not have seen because it was a while ago. Here we go.
And talk of all the things we did today, here, and laugh about our funny little ways, while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave, but darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you dawdle. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now a quarter of my life is almost past. I think I come to see myself at last. And I see that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you. And I feel myself in blue. So darling, be home soon. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but nights I paddle for the great relief of having you to talk to.
don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait. Sunday always comes too late. Friday never hesitates. I don't care if Monday's black. Tuesday, Wednesday, heart attack. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love. Somewhere.
of tears from my eyes. I'm in love with a girl.
All over the place, from all over time and space, from Big Star to Velvet Underground to, what did we just hear? I always say that. What did we just hear? Well, we heard Love and Spoonful doing Darlin' Be Home Soon. That is from 1967. That's on the You're a Big Boy Now LP from the film of the same name by Francis Ford that nobody saw. After that was Karen Dalton doing Something on Your Mind, 1971, from the album In My Own Time, produced by Harvey Brooks, originally released on Paramount Records and then reissued by Light in the Attic. After that was Norma Tanega from Vallejo, California, doing Now Is the Time, 1971, her second album. Boy, the first one she had that song, You're Dead. I've played that over and over. It's incredible. It's the theme song from the TV show, What We Do in the Shadows. After that one was Yola Tango doing Friday I'm in Love. That's a cover of The Cure. Georgia Hubley on vocals. I adore her. She's wonderful. And that's from their 9th LP, Stuff Like That There. After that was the Classics 4 doing Traces. That was their second album and their second big song. First was Stormy. That was a band that also featured Emery Gordy on bass. Emery wound up being the hot band for Emmylou Harris, and he worked with all kinds of people. After that was another big star song, I'm in Love with a Girl. That's 1974 off the Radio City album, their second. And that's Alex, solo and acoustic. Lots of acoustic guitars today. Lots of beautiful, soft music. Go figure. And then Big Star segued right into Pure Prairie League doing Amy off the Bustin' Out album by Pure Prairie League. Okay, where are we now? Behind me is Peter Green from Fleetwood Mac doing an instrumental called Slabo that I've played. Slabo Day. I've played it many times. Okay, we're running out of time. We have 15 minutes left. Just enough time to venture into some more older music by some wonderful artists, including the Beach Boys, the Allman Brothers, Dave Davies of the Kinks, 10 Years After, Sugarloaf, and I don't know how much more time we'll have for anything else, but this is, you know, this time of the show, I tend to fade some of these longer songs and just get right on to the next one. I cannot play these long songs because, yes, time won't let me. It's the name of our show. Okay, so let's keep going with the Beach Boys. This is Feel Flow, a Carl Wilson song, which I love, and that's why I play it for you.
Great train, each car looks like Melissa. Still wear the lucky lighter on day. She's got a hitch on a team ball of a man who is young and able. She's waiting for a soldier to come home, but she'll cry and never die. Oh, Susanna's gonna cry. Oh, Susanna's still alive. Whiskey or gin, that's alright. There's nothing in her bed at night. She sleeps with the covers down, hoping that somebody gets in.
I said, you got my number? I said, yeah, I got the one.
should say what we just heard. We heard the Beach Boys doing Feel Flow off of Surf's Up, 1971. That's a Carl Wilson song. Then we heard an abbreviated version of Melissa. That's Greg Allman with the Allman Brothers off of Eat a Peach. And then another song with a girl's name, Dave Davies, going, Whoa, Susanna's Still Alive. Whoa, Susanna's Still Alive. That was his second single off his solo album, produced by Ray Davies, his brother in the Kinks. Then we heard 10 Years After do Once There Was a Time. That's off the Space and Time album. And then we heard Sugarloaf doing Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. That was the band that did Green Eyed Lady. That was on their fourth album, their final album. Anyway. Let's just keep going here. I only have time for a couple more. Let's play this one. Called From the Beginning. That's Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Kind of a left-hand turn, if you ask me. And, yeah, we started out with Big Star. Let's end with Big Star. You ready? I do love Big Star, and I do love Alex Chilton, and I was lucky to have worked with him for 25 years. So I'm partial, and I have the right to do that. Anyway, I got to say goodbye because we have 5 seconds left. Goodbye. Thanks so much, guys.